At Dairyland Seed, we're proud to offer our strongest ever lineup of top-performing seed. So proud that we're just going to stop talking and let the results speak for themselves. For corn, 210 top 5 finishers in independent trials. Silage, 200 top 5 finishers for tons per acre, milk per ton, and milk per acre in independent trials. Soybeans, 46 top 5 finishers in independent trials. And alfalfa, a 6.9% yield advantage in 502 head-to-head comparisons. Learn more about how we're bringing the yield at DairylandSeed.com.
Welcome back. Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio here at Trade Talk. And we stop by the Farm Credit booth. Bob Campbell joins us. And Bob, you're down in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yes, sir. I'm with Farm Credit Services America and Frontier Farm Credit.
And you guys cover much of the USA, right?
Yeah, so our base of operations in Iowa, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, and the eastern third of Kansas.
You did not have a drought quite like North Dakota did. South Dakota was plenty dry. But how are the crops down there this year?
You know, you're right. We didn't have the impact that you had in North Dakota. Our Wyoming producers and some of our northern Nebraska, the Sand Hills and part of South Dakota, it was a dry summer, and we had cows coming off grass kind of early. And then in the fall rains, we're getting some moisture now. But in the crop areas, we were able to get timely rains, and most of our crop production was really good. We had probably above average yields, and we expect this year the margins in the grain industry to be tremendous.
2020 ended up, thanks to the government, a doable year. 2021 is going to turn out to be a very profitable year, isn't it?
Yeah, 2021, I think that most of our grain producers will see margins they've not experienced before. Because of the strong production, they just raised so much crop. And then, you know, as you know, the markets have strengthened through harvest. The basis is narrowed. So they've got some tremendous opportunities from a marketing standpoint. All eyes are kind of turning to 2022 all of a sudden.
And so on a profitable year like 21, should farmers spend all that money, buy a combine, new tractor, maybe get some more land from the neighbor and outbid everybody? Or should we put it under the mattress? What's the banker's advice?
So you're talking to a lender, right? And so we're naturally conservative. What we're really encouraging our customers to do is let's sit down and look at where you think your cost of production is going to be for 2022. What do you know today? You know a lot of your rents, you know your land payment, you know your fixed debt payments. What do you know about your inputs? Where do you think your costs are going to be there? And then let's look at how does that line with maybe where the markets are today or what the markets are telling you for next fall? And really consider, do you pull the trigger on marketing as you lay in inputs? But yeah, we anticipate with the earned income they've had in 2020 and 2021 and the inability, frankly, to replace some capital. They've had a hard time getting some of that equipment replaced. If that equipment becomes available, we anticipate the equipment market's going to be pretty strong in the first half of 2022.
In calculating an individual's margins or cost of production, how should one look at that? Cost to produce a bushel or cost per acre? What formula do you guys use?
You know, the more granular you can get, the better. So if you're selling in bushels, try to get it down to bushels. If you're selling in pounds, try to get it into pounds, right? And so look at it from that basis. And usually what we tell grain producers, for example, is what's your 10-year APH? Let's start there. You've got an average bushel per acre. Let's assume you produce an average crop. So based on that, what's your cost structure going to look like? What's the living demands that you want to pull from the operation to pay family living? And what does that equal at the end of the day, your best guess right now for 2022? And then how does that line up with what the market's providing you today? And then what are you doing from a crop insurance standpoint to protect that revenue stream so that you can put some reliance in your marketing plan and take advantage of some of these markets if you can sell a bushel and make some money,
yeah, right? And right now most crops are showing a profit, aren't they?
Well, we think so. What we don't know right now is the input cost or the input availability. And so that's probably the biggest unknown that we've ever seen is, you know, we've got suppliers saying, well, if we can get you the fertilizer, it's going to be expensive. The question is, can we get you the fertilizer, for example? So a lot of our producers are wondering, well, what's an alternative program for me in terms of crop nutrients and fertilizer than what I traditionally use? And if I go maybe a non-traditional route, what's that price tag going to be? How does that factor into my cost of production? Which then lets me say, is $5.50 corn going to be a good deal or a break-even deal? We just got it. That's really weird to say that, but it's the reality right now because of the unknowns for the 22 input costs.
And nobody really saw this coming, or did they? Did somebody see this coming?
Well, you know, I think the supply chains were kind of telling that story this summer. And as you saw natural gas prices start to go up and the export-import situation looking different from China, I think the chemical and fertilizer industry was starting to sound the warning signal early. And it just kept getting louder and louder as we started into the fall work. And then it got really loud to say, well, if you can find anhydrous, you probably ought to get it. And if you aren't going to get it now, we can forward contract with you, but I can't guarantee you a supply. That really started becoming the conversation. So that's what's got a lot of our grain producers wondering about that. You know, on the livestock side, you think about, you mentioned North Dakota, but the hay market, the hay prices, the if you got winter range or not, and out west, if they traditionally feed cake, what's the cake price doing right now? It all ties together, you know, and so it's all about your cost structure and then how you manage against that.
So advice going into 2022 from the banker for the farmer, be conservative like you, or you mentioned the equipment market might get hot if something comes available that you need. Are you very flexible, or what's your thought?
Yeah, I'd say every operator is different. Keep some level of conservative in there. Stay liquid. Don't burn all your working capital because you're going to need to fall back on. But if it makes sense to replace some capital, or if it makes sense to expand and that the neighbor 80 comes up and it hasn't ever come up before and it looks like it fits, let's just run the numbers on it and see what makes sense. And I think that there's still opportunities for growth. Let's just do it in a way that doesn't jeopardize your financial position when these margins go back to what a normal margin probably looks like. Yeah.
Well, Farm Credit, big umbrella covering the U.S., various regions up in our neighborhood. It's ag country, and there's Compeer. There's just many different options, but main thing is have a good relationship with your banker.
Yeah, have a good relationship with your lender. Have a good relationship with your crop insurance agent. They're both really instrumental, and then make sure you've got someone. If you're not comfortable marketing, have a good marketing advisor, but it starts with your lender and your insurance agent, because that's where the most of your risk management starts from. And that's the name of the game in production agriculture, protecting your bottom line and being open to the top end.
You have tutorials on the Farm Credit website or just insight?
Yeah, we do. We stood up a really robust customer education platform to help our customers improve their financial acumen, their business acumen. So we do a lot of this online, and there's some self-paced guides that you can use, or you can visit with our specialists, and we'll help you with the material you need.
Bob Campbell of Farm Credit, thank you very much for some keen insight. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you, Mick. Appreciate it.
You bet.